Chris Martin.
Oh, you're kidding me.
September.
Kyle Lafferty.
Are you joking me?
Is that right?
I know. Is that right?
Anybody else?
Leishman.
Like, that is one of the most stupid questions.
Darius Vassell?
Seriously, you all need to just stay quiet. This is getting really annoying doing this quiz.
What is going on here?
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome along to the shoutiest segment on Irish Radio / Internet TV. It's the scintillating Splendido stupefying crabby quiz. Every Friday we pit three of team off the ball up against each other in our quiz of sporting factoids. At the end of the week, allow me to welcome tonight's contestants. Our first contestant, on a scale of 1 to 10, his knowledge of the new Nations League is about a 2. Good working knowledge of the fact that this is indeed a football competition where certain nations play against other certain nations.
Pause there, Chair. Breaking news. Kevin's receiving a phone call on his iWatch.
Oh, wow.
It's a, guess who it is?
Roy Keane.
Guess who it is. No, it's not Roy Keane. It's a player who worked under Martin O'Neill.
Yeah, scored a goal in the cup final.
Scored a goal in the cup final for Martin O'Neill.
Emil Heskey.
Regular BBC pundit. Lower leagues.
Chris Sutton?
No.
Elliot?
No.
Sinclair? Answer.
Steve Claridge.
Hey! Steve Claridge. Do you not accidentally answer that a lot?
No, I don't. I just keep it covered up. I just saw it then ringing, so I didn't want to disturb your intro there as well, but Nathan obviously
Sorry.
Did.
You know, sometimes you're in the car and it's like the phone starts to ring because it's on Bluetooth and it automatically answers and you're like...
Yeah. When does it automatically answer?
After the first ring, it just automatically answers.
Yeah, that happens with mine as well.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can switch that
off.
I
don't know. I mean, I can't. I'm sure somebody can, but I
think
we have
the same car. It's impossible.
Right. There's not much more to the Football League of Nations than that, he'll say. You know, New Nations League. This intro has been botched. It's okay. We did a better job of it ourselves. It's the Ackle Aardvark, Kevin Killer Kilbane.
Thank you.
Sorry about that. Owen's giving me the debts there for.
It wasn't his best work.
I just wanted to leave it just for 5 seconds, 10 seconds. You've got to let him have his bit.
It was more
so
the watch that really interrupted.
In the middle seat is a man who, on a scale of 1 to 10 in terms of Nations League knowledge, clocks in at around 11. He knows everything about this competition, from the sweaty hands that pluck the teams out of the hats. Not really hats. To the diplomatic tensions that forces certain teams to be kept apart in the draw. In fact, he's got such a good knowledge that we would suggest he got a f***ing life. It's the Beast of Ballyhonnis, Nathan Natog Murphy.
The first thing he said to me when I come in, you made a balls of that last night, Jesus. Like, Nate, come on, just relax yourself, honest to God.
You made a balls of that on Tuesday night.
Obviously. Sorry, Tuesday night, yeah.
The Nations League better not come up in this crap.
Our final contestant tonight clocks in somewhere between a 2 and a 3. And when I say between 2 and 3, I mean on the Richter scale when his burly ball of meat slaps the bar down on the way through. Not his burly ball of meat. This burly ball of meat. He doesn't need your Nations League. No, he's got his very own Nations League. It consists of sovereign states known as Bicep 1 and Bicep 2. Tricep 1, Tricep 2, and the pecs. It's Burly Dave McIntyre.
Pausers.
Jesus. This is getting more and more interesting. Is there a bit of... do you think Owen's jealous?
Of what?
Of you and your...
Your gym routine.
Peck 1 and Peck 2.
Yeah. Just nodded in there.
Yeah. Owen's looking very smart on the mornings, by the way. It was taking half an hour to do his hair.
He stepped up his game already.
Honest to God.
Yeah.
Slick. Yeah. Well.
Putting the rest of us to shame.
Well, you were just complaining off air that it takes a little bit of time in the morning. You're up at 5 o'clock. You don't really have that much time to be thinking about your hair. What time is Owen getting up?
I don't know. I mean,
like, that's perfect parting.
Yeah. He's in first in the mornings as well. He's already got to the microwave.
How many times does he check himself in the mirror, do you think?
I don't know.
Before he goes on.
I think he's got like a sneaky one somewhere.
Yeah.
What product is he
using? Is he doing the old Ronaldo one on the mobile phone as well before he goes on?
Yeah, I mean, we've all done a bit of that, but anyway. As ever, the format's classic crappy quiz, 4 questions each, up to 4 rounds. Everybody goes forward to the slip and slide knowledge of aka the rapid fire round. So you can podcast us wherever this is and give us 5 out of 5, even if you think we're talking nonsense. No post this week. Round 1 is the boring question round, which is never multiple choice. Question 1 for you, Kev.
Mm-hmm.
Name the starting 11 for Ireland the last time we played Wales.
Ooh.
So you had any mistakes?
No.
Darren Randolph.
Correct.
Centre halves, Shane Duffy.
Mm-hmm.
Cyrus Christie right back, Stephen Ward left back.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the centre half? I'll leave that one a sec. Hendrick, Arter,
mm-hmm.
Brady,
yes,
McLean,
yes,
Murphy,
correct.
How many more have we got to get?
You're missing two. You're missing the other. Who's Shane Duffy's centre-half partner?
Yeah.
And who's the other central midfielder? Slash somewhere in that midfield.
Myler.
Correct. He needs one more. Who's Shane Duffy's centre-half partner? Preferred centre-half partner?
I think it's Kieran Clark. Yeah.
Correct!
Clark,
yeah. Boom. That's pretty good.
He was doing the game. He was commentating on it.
Yeah, but he was also spotted in the airport at 7 o'clock the next morning, so...
I mean, he's supposed to be there.
Oh, like, yes, of course.
That well,
the miracle itself was that he was there.
Question one for you, Nathan. Who is the only Irishman to have competed in the Olympics as well as the Six Nations? This is a tricky one.
Great question.
Yeah.
Proper sports quiz question. What's going
it
on
is,
here?
It is an actual proper sports
it's
quiz
the type
question.
Of thing that Dave's like,
like some of the crap
next time. Do you know this?
I think so.
Who has competed... Is he a player? The only Irish player?
The only Irishman to have competed in the Irish Olympics man. As well as the Six Nations. Now, I don't know if it's Six Nations, could have been the Five Nations. But
oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Crossover.
Straight away, that's
but it's got to be. It's got to be fair.
Yeah, that's fair, yeah.
He could whine about it. It's not like he's noted for his whining.
I don't think that's helping him anyway, really.
How much time is he getting here?
Yeah, not that much more time.
No, I don't have a clue. I was going to go for, like, Alain Roland and say he was refereeing in the Sevens and the Six Nations.
It is Victor Costa.
What's a good man, Dave?
Discus shot put.
Chocolate, I think, yeah. Yeah. Question one for you, Dave. Name the only county to have won a hurling All-Ireland, but to have never lost one. I presume that means beaten in the final, does it? Yeah, beaten, never beaten in the final.
And this county has only won the one All-Ireland.
Yeah, it's just... Yeah.
Name the only county to have won a hurling All-Ireland, but have never lost one. They may have won multiple, I don't know. I'm going to need an answer. Don't get any super bonus points for Victor Costello. Where's your messiah now, Dave?
I'm going to say Kerry.
Oh! Whoa!
Correct!
Oh!
Go on!
Wow!
You must know who's doing the question. That's a great answer. Brilliant answer.
I'm chuffed with that.
Is it a fluke or is it working out?
No. I had an idea.
Right, round two, the ins and outs of the Nations League round.
Hey!
I swear to God, I only know one group, that's all I've looked at today.
I'm glad I got Kerry right.
All of you. Or on Wednesday when the draw was made.
All of you are bona fide experts in the Nations League at this point following Wednesday's draw. Having had 48 hours to read over what happened in that draw, you'll now be asked about the format of the shiny new contest and indeed the events at Lausanne on Wednesday. Question two for you, Kev. As you know, the Nations League will replace qualification playoffs for Euro 2020. Here's the situation. None of Ireland's three-team group have qualified via the traditional qualification process.
So I'll start that again. Right, so none of Ireland's three-team group... Yes, sorry, go on.
So Ireland, Ireland, Wales and Denmark
yeah.
have somehow managed not to qualify through the traditional qualification process.
Yes.
Ireland finished second in the group, in the three-team group.
Yeah.
Does this mean Ireland's playoff hopes are over?
No.
Please provide the correct answer.
I know it's not.
And a satisfactory reason.
Oh, God.
You're saying no. Why?
Because other teams can influence. It's kind of like a knock-on effect, I think, isn't it? That's how it is, but I
you're getting there.
I don't know how I'm going to explain that to you.
Sounds very vague to me.
Yeah.
What other teams?
Well, the team that tops your group... They also, because they've topped your group, they could actually... I don't have to explain this
here. They lost there now.
Sounds very familiar to anyone who was listening to Tuesday Night Show.
Seriously, it's a complicated issue. Go on there. Yeah.
Yes, if one of the four group winners has already qualified, that means it steps down to the second place teams.
Right.
But hang on. No. The whole point of the thing was none of Ireland's three-team group have qualified.
Yes.
And we finished second.
Yes.
So
therefore...
There'll be two winners.
So therefore, there's four different groups.
Yeah.
If any of those teams have qualified, then it goes down to the second.
Team in that group?
No, it doesn't. Not to the second team in that group.
It goes to the
You're
top.
Ranked 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, depending on how many points you have.
Oh, because Owen's answer would have been that we actually could be bumped them to the top tier. That we would be playing the team. In the
well, you
tier.
See, now that's a shambles.
You
then
could,
now
you
because
could possibly.
That answer. Then, if Owen's answers, so I do believe Nathan's answer
is
correct.
That's,
but
Owens is
but
also
Owens
correct.
Is wrong. So I think I deserve
correct.
Another question. For
Owens
that
is also correct.
You can have my question because I won't be getting my
Owens is also correct.
Question two for you, O Pride Before Fall, Nathaniel. Russia and Ukraine were not allowed to be drawn in the same group for the Nations League due to security reasons, but you knew that.
I didn't know that last night.
Name the other two nations that couldn't be drawn together due to security reasons. Israel and Palestine.
Oh, I know that.
Israel and Egypt. Israel and Saudi Arabia. Iran and Iraq. America and Canada. America and Mexico.
Stop talking.
Ooh.
England and Ireland.
See, I'm trying to think who was in the same group.
Ireland and Northern Ireland. Come on, Jesus, there's too many for you to be able to work that out.
No, you were such a smart ass before as well, wasn't it? Yeah.
See, they're not in the same group.
He actually literally celebrated the arrival of this round.
For political reasons.
Security reasons.
Security reasons. Oh, I was going to say Kosovo and somebody, but I just don't know if Kosovo are in the same group as
Russia or Ukraine. Which obviously they're not.
How long are we getting here?
Yeah, like,
no, come on, Dave.
It's Friday night, we all want to go home.
Azerbaijan.
Me. Go on.
And Wales.
Go on.
Azerbaijan.
He's not done yet. From his arse pocket, is he going to do it?
Georgia?
No! Ah! So close!
Kazakhstan.
Armenia.
Ah!
Wow. That was pretty good.
Spain and Gibraltar had an issue in the last one as well. They couldn't
Yeah, but
play,
they're in different
they?
Groups this time around, you see, so...
Ah, right, yeah, yeah.
Question two for
That's
you,
what
Dave.
The problem was.
What ex-footballer drew Ireland's name out of the pot? I didn't recognise him. I had to be told. I mean, I knew he knew the face, but didn't recognise him.
I don't know.
I'll just...
I don't know.
Yeah,
I was still speaking when the buzzer arrived. An ex-footballer.
There's like 36,000 of them.
I'm going to say...
Wasn't Kev.
And you didn't recognise him.
Well, again.
Right. So how, he maybe lost all his hair.
Nah, he just... He looks exactly the same as he did in his footballer.
Just dressed smarter.
A little bit thicker.
And did you like it? What, like, enjoy watching him as a kid?
No.
But you did watch him as a kid?
No, it would have been like a late teens,
here.
Early 20s.
You'd known the name though, yeah?
Oh, totally. Yeah. Champions League winner? No. Had gone by the time they won the Champions League? Did he play in that team?
Here. Yeah. Stop.
Come on.
Stop.
Come on.
I'm going to say Darko Panchev.
Vladimir Smajcie.
Ah,
right. He was gone, wasn't he, by the time
No, he scored.
No, final.
God, I totally forgot that.
Second goal.
Skimmed off the surface.
There you go. It's almost like you're a Liverpool fan, Nathan. What's the score?
1-0. 1-0.
Yeah.
Dave is the only point with that Kerry answer. Is
oh,
that right?
No, I got the team.
Oh, yeah. You got the team. Okay, I was on one, yeah.
1-1-0.
All right, so Nathan's on.
Stands for nothing,
big
really.
Flat zero.
On form, Kevin, the last
round
one.
Three.
Yeah.
The not really the most wonderful time of the year round, as the name of this round suggests, the National Leagues begin this weekend, and despite the structural changes in the Championship summer that significantly undervalue the league, we're still slinging some trivia your way on the subject. Question three for you, Kev. The last county to win the Football League, not named Kerry or Dublin, are now in Division 2. The year was 2012. Who won it?
Oh, God.
I'm hoping for a similar level of question for us.
A Division 2 team.
Yeah. A Galway in Division 2, I think, was it?
No, they got promoted last year.
Yeah.
Why don't you ask him what other teams may or may not be in Division 2 and they'll whittle it down for you.
Yeah. No, I'll have a pop. He's been a decent football team then as well.
Big county.
He's not trying to think of it.
Cork.
Jesus Christ! You can't be giving him hints! A big county.
Question three for you, Nathan. There's no such thing as a Mayo curse when it comes to the league. Sure, they won it as recently as? When was the last year that Mayo won the league?
2001. Is that the actual question? You said it in such a casual manner. Please tell me you were going to get that. You were going to get that.
2001.
I
was going to get that.
I was looking at it and you just answered in such a casual throwaway manner.
I thought you were going to do it. When was
the
previous
question
time?
After that.
That's outrageous.
again, you know the answer to my one and I'm struggling, but you just pass it on.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen.
Pride before a fall here. Who finished top of the hurling tree in the regular robin section of the league last year, a.k.a. who finished top of Division 1A?
I'm sure you did the game.
Well, the last game would have been on a Sunday, so I wouldn't have.
Well, you would have done this team quite a bit. We're going to be in a 1-1 tie heading into the round four.
I'm either Waterford or Tipperary. I'm going to say Tip.
Correct. Good man, Dave. Or Waterford didn't take the league that seriously, and then Tip were going great guns until Galway came back and beat them in the league final. Correct. Well done.
Thank you.
Patronised enough now. The phone free magic number and contestants get 3 points for getting the number exactly correct. If nobody manages that, the nearest contestant who doesn't go bust gets 2 points. The second closest gets 1 point. Nathan needs to come from behind to get into some kind of lead and good position in the rapid fire round. Jesus Christ. Look at the two of them. You realise, can we go to the wide shot? Can we just go to the wide shot, please? Yeah, so you can see both their faces. Keep an eye on Dave there, because he's about to crack any second. Look at Nathan. Yeah, look at Nathan. Yeah. Tight, yeah, good man. Right, we can only take the answer that's written on your paper. I'm going to have to ask for your pens once the music ends, if you don't mind. Give us the following number. The number of teams in each group of League D of the UEFA Nations League. Plus the number of teams in Hurling's Division 1A. Plus the number of English sides that have progressed to the knockout stages of Rugby's Champions Cup. Plus the number of points in thousands, closest to the nearest thousand, that LeBron James has now scored in his NBA career. Your 30 seconds expires when Frank Sinatra sings Bright Shiny Beads.
What was the LeBron James one?
The number of points in thousands, closest to the nearest thousand that he has scored. So, how many thousands? It's not actually the number.
What's question one?
Yeah, I know.
How many teams in each group of League D of the UEFA Nations League? So that's Division 4, right? The LeBron James number is not like...
Yeah, you're looking for the how many thousands.
Yeah.
Bubbles, bangles, hear how they jing-jing-a-ling. Bubbles, bangles, bright, shiny.
Okay, so what have you got?
15.
Not bust.
31.
Not bust. 23. Not bust. 41 is the correct answer.
What's LeBron James?
It must 30, be 18 or 19.
30,000.
Oh, is it? 20,000. I knew it must have been a big number.
3,000. Come on.
Well, I just worked out if they play about 100 games and he scores about 30 points per game.
3,000.
That's 3,000 a season. Yeah, I should have gone higher. 18, I don't know why I went 20.
Go 12. I was bang on 41.
So you're correct. You actually are correct. The number of teams in each group of League D of the UEFA Nations League is four.
Four, yeah.
The number of teams in Hurling's Division 1A is six.
Yeah.
The number of English sides who progressed to the knockout stages is one for the Champions Cup. So and two. It's 30,000 points that LeBron James... that's the nearest...
change on to that.
Then plus the nearest thousand. Yeah. Okay, so... you get 2 points,
right,
to bring you to three. The two lads,
3-3-2.
3-3-2. You get a point. Were you already on two?
I was on two, yeah.
Okay, so Dave is on three, Nathan's on three, and Kev's on two. If there is a tiebreak between Nathan and Dave, we tossed a coin earlier.
Did we?
And Dave wins.
What?
Yeah.
No. We spoke about this last week.
There should be a tiebreak, right?
There should be a tiebreak.
Yeah.
And then we had a tiebreak last week.
Yeah, he forgot to change the tiebreak, but it's okay. So we're going to go, right? We'll do a tiebreak, right?
All right.
But Dave gets to pick if he goes first or second.
Yeah, like last week, that's fine.
How many Ireland caps? You're going second, I guess. Okay. How many Ireland caps does Ian Henderson have?
Ian Henderson has...
And it automatically goes whoever's second, or does it automatically go to the person on their left?
33.
32.
Oh, 34!
Oh! Wow.
Good answer.
Very good. Right.
So,
have you seen the last couple of crappy quizzes?
No.
My confidence is low.
Is it?
That's what, it was important that
you're
I
in
won
this
that tiebreak. You're in this as well.
Why?
Because it's goals.
We're all back in
the system. Okay, like so we had, you probably don't remember, but we had it on the Christmas quiz.
Oh, was it? Yeah. Slightest bit of blur there. I actually watched that back and I can't remember any of it. So
most famous rapid fire round of crappy quiz history.
The score infamous. You're getting this round is going to be added to your score in the previous round. We have completely revamped the rules of the rapid fire. Instead of a head to head, and each person has only been given 20 seconds to answer their own set of questions, there is a full minute of questions for everybody to answer from the same set of questions. We start with the person who has the highest number of points, on to the person in second, and then on to the team in last. If you get a question correct, I'll ask you another question and keep asking until you get one wrong.
So once you get a question wrong, the day until he gets one wrong.
Yeah, that was the same. I remember that. I do remember that format, kind of, yeah.
Once you get a question wrong, I move on to the next person, and you also get deducted a point. Delaying tactics will be met with an automatic 1 point deduction, so don't you dare.
It's Nathan, then myself, then Kev.
Obviously. Yes. Yeah. Right. Your time begins with a Dave McIntyre. They're not old enough to believe in hypocritism.
They're not old enough to believe in hypocritism.
In what country was Kyle Edmund born?
UK.
South Africa. The U is a 30 for 30 about what American university football team?
Miami.
Correct. Name the first Irishman ever to skate at the European Championships.
Declan.
What national team does Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang play for?
Gabon.
Does Alex Wotton play for Connacht or Munster?
Munster.
What team are second in the Sky Bet Championship?
Derby.
What football team has a real live goat as a mascot? Dortmund or Cologne?
Dortmund.
Cologne. Ah! Kev, name the new manager of England women's football team.
Phil Neville.
What age is Tom Brady?
Oh, 41.
40. What age is Bernard Brogan?
32.
33. What club did Jesse Lingard last go on loan to?
Cardiff.
Derby County. Kev, who lost the EFL Cup final last year?
Oh, God. Man United beat Southampton.
Correct. Name the NBA team based in Portland.
Timbers.
Trailblazers. In what year will Qatar host the World Cup?
2022
is correct. Sounded to me like that was a romp home victory for one day.
Bad time. I needed that one. I did need it. Confidence was on the floor.
What was my first 6-2 question?
6-2-0.
No, 6-2-2.
Thanks that Nathan was keeping score here. Somebody has a clue what's going on. Thanks very much for being part of our crappy quiz this week.